ओम शांति, ओम प्रेम, ओम आनंद। गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग, डायमंड मॉर्निंग और हैप्पी संडे, रक्षाबंधन डे। It was yesterday, but for us, in reality, the whole confluence age is Raksha Bandhan. According to the system, it's a reminder actually. Just like we exist in this birth, but we celebrate once a year birthday. But birth is already since long time. But why it is a special birthday celebrated? Because something came in existence, something became visible, where we could share, give, care, or express our inner feeling for the soul who came in the body. And then birthday is that others' subtle expectations, is that others want to see, others care, others love, others have affection, others have respect. But Baba celebrates us at the confluence age, reminds us every day our birthday. You are Brahmins, you are mouth on progeny. So his love, he reminds of this love that he showers upon us. He gives the practical experience of the fragrance of his affection. Today in Hindi Murli, throughout the whole Murli, love, which is translated in English, in Hindi, prem, mohabbat, is not used. It's used snehe. Now I was thinking, what is the real, what does it mean, snehe? Snehe is pure energy. It's clean. It is just like your experience. It doesn't grip you, and you don't grip it. But you experience, you feel it. It changes the atmosphere. Just like it is the sagar, the ocean, that gives coolness. It is the ocean and the energy of the sun, that light, that power and coolness, create clouds. But when these small drops are falling from the sky after a great heat, you don't need umbrella. Very, very small drops, yeah, drizzling it is called. Drizzling. It's drizzling, it's nice. So you are inner feeling, you are not afraid of getting wet. what is happening. That time in drizzling, the atmosphere becomes very cool, air becomes fresh. It is like fragrance. The flower is there, the fragrance is touching you, but you cannot, and you try to catch it, packets and something, but you, in your hand, of course, you can keep this perfume in a perfume bottle, but when you want to experience, you don't keep in bottle, it comes and then it is in the air. It is just like the sunshine, the warmth of the sun and the light of the sun. The light you cannot keep it in a box, but light, the spiritual light that Baba gives us, makes us light. That warmth we keep it inside. So this warm feeling of true love is affection. Then love is pure energy in reality, its original quality. That's why God is love. It's power, but God is love. The power is the true love which wants to give, does not need anything for the self. So what Baba wants us to become, he sees us actually loving, and he gives a certificate today or making us aware how you should be. Loving, affectionate children. It's an affection that creates attraction to come to Baba. Madhuban children, Baba says, this love or this affection, this pull, feeling of belonging has brought you to Madhuban, flying on the wings of love and great feeling of happiness, joy, enthusiasm. But love, real love, means giving, giving incognito strength. In love, if it is love for the self, for something, it creates jealousy. If it is love for just for my own self, I, myself, means when there is selfish motive, then I want something. But God's love doesn't want something for himself. But when I have love, because God is only dot, and I use love, big I with a hook and small I with a dot. Small I with a dot is dot. It contains a lot, many values, selflessness, generosity, compassion, upliftment, to remove others from difficulties, give strength when someone needs something, donation, and vision is very special, and happiness comes inside, true love. For example, there is love, but there is no jealousy. Love for others, and it is love, that inner pure love, is like the grandparents. For example, father might be a caretaker of a school and his son becomes prime minister. Would he become jealous? He would be proud of it. As the son is progressing, he never has this feeling, it's my own creation and becoming more rich than me. So real love is like the roots of the tree. Ancestors, Baba speaks about it. It has that quality of generosity. Roots do not have any jealousy, competition, or to prove something that here I am giving you anything. It is just give and forget, but continue to give. Not forget giving, but forget what is given. Means responsibility will remain, but obligation that you should oblige to me. The tree does not have that. Ancestors do not have this. The roots of the tree, all incognito, always happy, and know the secret that the branches, sub-branches, will bear the fruit. Would not say, hey, I am giving the fruits. Would not become jealous. Would our roots become jealous when there are fruits and greenery on the branches, sub-branches? But Baba says today, renounce, you are getting golden rakhi today. You are going into golden age. You are making your stage golden stage. And golden stage means that there is no alloy mixed in this pure stage of love. So when I have jealousy, generally it is jealousy when I begin to see others are receiving more than me, I am receiving. And or they have forgotten the self-respect and secret of the karma or fortune that no one can take away my fortune, what it is in my register. Neither I can take anything from anyone. Each individual has its own, but I have to understand the secret that why that I am particularly jealous with especially those who are working with me or staying with me or in my family itself. We have been doing something very special. A lot of love is given, work is being done, and a time comes, then I become either too proud of it, or become demanding, or become tired. Then I say, let others also do. They should know how hard work I have done. They should know how much dedication I did. They should also see what is practical, means, and all the responsibilities. It's not an easy thing. So I have forgotten my fortune and I stop this. if we observe our own Brahman life, it happens. Then others certainly get the opportunity. And then it's their time to grow from the same tree, from you, the tree, the trunk. And they bear more fruit, many fruits, good result, good service, very well, good name, and they become friendly of many good ones, and others forget me, and I become jealous. Then I want to compare myself, and that love becomes rejection or hate. And then I want to prove I am stubborn, that I did more. So this stubbornness comes to prove something. So this is alloy. The Rakhi today we are getting is actually a dot with golden aura. Around is golden aura. And then these two threads are, which is love and faith for my values, faith and love for that, then I will continue to sustain them, and I will tie with Baba's love, and then two are together, is the strength. Why will not come? Just like Shiv Baba's comes and always reminds us of the connections we have, relationship we have, which I always use the Raksha Bandhan time, umbrella of protection, all relationship with Baba. And in every relationship, He showers blessings, He empowers us, He reminds us of our self-respect, He is happy to see how my children are doing service. He is not jealous about it. And they think, I glorify you, and you glorify me. So he is speaking about it, but he is not jealous. And more, first he glorifies us. So why you, why does not come? Why comes when I have something? And Baba says, why weakness have come into you? What is the reason that the solution of the difficulties? His why, what, want is with totally different love. That we have love for ourselves, and Baba's love is solution. Our what, why, want is not solution. Our is pollution instead of solution. It creates wrong atmosphere. It creates difference between opinions. It creates stubbornness in us, jealousy. So, and jealousy is really prison. Jealousy is jail in Hindi, because you are trapped in the same thing. Again and again, it cannot come out. And so, today, on Raksha Bandhan Day, we are tying this thread of real, pure love. Love with my own self-respect. And love for my original maryadas, my original blessings that Baba has given, and my eternal powers of knowledge. Knowledge is light, knowledge is might. Purity is my beauty, is my dignity, is my inner strength. So purity on honest level, with pure level, means pure vision, pure feelings, pure vibrations, pure intention, pure drishti. So smriti, awareness or remembrance, vritti, attitude, drishti, vision. But with that, when this purity is there, the proof of that will be that my personality will change. That love, that affection will not partial and will not temporary and will not be with any motive, with any desire, any expectations. It will be natural and neutral and for everyone. And another quality of pure love is that you would be happy. Means there no jealousy, another vision of being detached is when you hear the praise of others, of their service, of their success, of their name and fame, you are happy. There is not a feeling of immediately others are appreciating the virtue of others, and I am immediately pointing out the weakness of others. Others are experiencing, sharing how support, happiness they receive, and then I am becoming scissor at that time. That relationship that was creating between each other, I become a scissor rather than creating unity and harmony. So this creates this jealousy, is scissor. And love, true love, is like the thread which joins together. But our true love is how I see it, that there is some dedication, there is honesty, there is real feeling of trust that what Baba is saying me, in that my renunciation is also not that for anyone else, not for Baba even. It's for my own self, because what I'm renouncing, what I'm really renouncing, the snakes and scorpions which I have become fond of, I don't realize that this is, or in other words, I am letting go the weakness and sickness in me. It is really disease. So I am vices or weaknesses, defects or weaknesses. And so today I am tying myself with the promise that I will have real selfless love, but selfish love for myself in this aspect. On one side is selfless love, that I don't want any want, why, what will not come with anger, or will not come with demand, or will not come with jealousy, but it will come from natural solution, like Baba is giving me the cure. Where purity is there, pure soul gives cure. Impure soul becomes impure himself and creates sickness in others in the form of fear, in the form of tension, in the form of pressure, many different ways. So all this impurity that, or this ego of minus, ego is the most subtlest and unlimited, like sky. Sky has, the other day I was defining the body conscious five elements, and each element is actually filled with different vices, body consciousness. So that class has been conducted already, but in essence is body attracts, earth attracts. So our attraction, physical attraction to each other, of male, female, or some objects or some other things, it is just like gravity. Body consciousness creates gravity. Earth creates gravity. 80% water and blood in the body creates emotions. When a relationship is instead of love, it is creates attachment. My blood relationship is attachment. Fire, it is the heat inside, it's a form of jealousy, creates heat, and I come with that authority using wrong. Anger will come, criticism will come, criticism, comment, cooperation, quotations. So all this is that the inner defamation of others, gossip, it's a form of expression of inner jealousy, inner heat, which makes us also an heir has greed. My name should be in the announced, or my nose picks up very quickly. I'm not hungry at all. But chips, I come home and I smell chips is being or pakoda or something, samosa, whatever you like very much. I am not hungry, I eat 4, 5. Though my stomach is full, my eyes are hungry. And so automatically, so air has this. So, but sky, everything should be under me, wants to cover everything, and you cannot catch it. I cannot catch my ego. I know I am egocentric, but I am still invisible, cannot trap. I want to trap everyone. So body consciousness, so Rakhi is a bond of soul conscious with God consciousness. And then this tilak is that I need to renounce what Baba said today. All my alloy in the form of different vices and weaknesses. Vices today, Baba is not mentioning the name of vices. Lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego. But weaknesses and defects. Defects actually block our karma. Defects create more karma with each other. Defects create karma with each other and with my own self. So this is why today Baba speaking about to renounce today, to you are becoming real gold. You are going becoming sattva pradhan. So renounce jealousy, stubbornness, and another thing is to prove to what is called siddh karna koi cheez na. Siddh karne ka matlab, siddh ko kya bolte hai? To prove, yeah. To prove I am right. Siddh karna hai. Siddh, zidh, or irsha. Prove, I can prove that you did it wrong. I can prove you have this So time is telling me, but these five vices are there, body consciousness. So we renounce not only vices, but subtle score, deep, look like mosquitoes, small things, but they bite very much. Yeah. Right? Okay. So today we have become free from machar or wo mat khatmal. Khatmal pata hai kya hota hai? Bugs in the bed, no? In the bed. That's taking away my blood, sucking my blood. So machar or khatmal ko khatam karna hai. Then we can have comfortable rest and love in Baba's lap. That is affection, right? And then love is pure love, and then is power of purity. Om Shanti.